Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Fiends. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we are back with the best movie of 2017, part two. We got three cool guests, and they're all friends, so the fighting is real, and the fighting is awesome. We're going to have a very fun episode. However, quick note, I just realized while editing this episode, something went wrong technically, so you'll be hearing the audio from the backup mics in the back of the room, so I do apologize about the quality. Don't know what happened, we were recording, so unfortunately, this is all we got, but it's a very fun episode nonetheless. Very heated arguments. We've got three exciting movies. Movies are Logan, American Made, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And don't forget, you can follow the Film Feud Podcast on Twitter at Film Feud Podcast, or you can follow us on Facebook at Film Feuds. You can follow me on all social medias at I Am Seizure. So submit your questions, make sure you follow us. If you have anything to ask or you just want to say hi, just send it our way. Also, don't forget, you can donate on Patreon at patreon.com/filmfeuds. Donate a dollar for us. It will help us keep this podcast alive and get better servers. If you listen to us on Podomatic, make sure you give us a like and a follow. Leave comments. If you listen to us on iTunes, give us a good rating and share it with your friends. Why not? It costs you nothing. If you're a fan of the show, why not help us out? Also, next week's episode will be also filmed live from Monkey Magic. Follow us on Facebook to find out where the venue's at. So if you're in Sydney, come along. It's a free show. But look, that's enough about me. Let's just get straight into the episode. Best movie of 2017, part deux. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Fiends. Yay! I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we're here for part two of Best Movie of 2017. We've got double the audience we had last week. And we're going to have the same numbers we had last week. Can I get a Coke, please? All right. We're filming live from Monkey Magic once again. If you are in Sydney, come check out the shows. I didn't advertise this one properly, obviously. So that's why we got double the audience. And we got three exciting guests. And we're doing Best Movie of 2017 Part 2. Now, last week, the movie that won was out of Dunkirk, Baby Driver, and Baywatch. Guess which one won?
Baywatch, for sure. Driver.
Tell me it wasn't Baywatch.
It wasn't Baywatch. It was actually Baby Driver. So Baby Driver's made it to the finals. Nice. Today we have three exciting guests, one returning loser and two newbies.
Excuse me.
And we'll start with the loser. Anthony Licascio, how's it going?
Yo.
Are you on Twitter or anything?
I'm not on Twitter.
Are you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram.
What was it? Courage the Cowardly Wog.
Courage the Cowardly Wog.
Yes, and you can find him on Instagram with that. And which movie did you pick for your choice of best movie of 2017?
Logan.
Logan. Nice one. Quick plot line for those who don't know.
Excuse me? What?
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
Oh, okay. A dystopian future of the X-Men franchise where the only surviving mutants are Caliban, Professor Xavier, and...
Sorry, half our audience just walked out.
Do you know why? It's because Anthony doesn't know how to do, you know, succinct.
See you guys.
I don't know how to do succinct. Yeah. Is that what your mother's name is?
Hey.
All right, and we've got that first movie out of the way, Logan. All right, next up, we'll start with that voice you just heard, Anna Davis. How you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good. And what, are you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything like that?
No, fuck that shit.
No, so don't worry, you don't have to follow her because no one else does. All right, so which movie did you pick?
Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, if we're going to be correct about this.
Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Nice one. Okay, and quick plot line for those who don't know.
Woman upset and angry that her daughter has been raped and killed and seeks revenge.
Interesting. All right, cool. And final movie. We've got Sam...
Menzies.
I keep saying Mendez for some reason.
Because you've been a serial killer name.
Yeah. I know.
From now on, you Sam went to prison. Mendez.
Have a good one. See you later. Now we're down to no one. Yeah. All good. Have
we
a good one.
This podcast
say
on
hi
Kiss
to housemate
FM.
For me. It's I Am Seizure. That's where you can follow me on Twitter. Thank you. All right. So, which movie did you pick?
I picked American Made.
American Made. Quick plot line for those who don't know.
The plotline, it's the story of the highly intense life of an American pilot. He turned CIA operative, part-time drug runner, arms dealer, people smuggler. He's a kick-ass spy with the blessing of Uncle Sam. The movie is kind of like Blow if it snorted a whole lot of blow.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Also, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Real Sam Menzies, one word.
Menzies, not Mendez.
Not Mendez.
No, that's the fake Sam Menzies.
All right, so the way this show works...
It's not his real name, people. Anyway, carry on.
The way this show works, people, is there's three movies.
No one knows what questions they have. Everyone has to make an argument for each question that I am about to ask. They do not know the questions beforehand. Whoever gets the most points at the end wins. 7 questions on the board. They don't know what the questions are. If you've never seen any of these movies, this show is full of spoilers. So we've been warned. All right, let's go straight into it. And we'll start off with Anthony LoCascio.
Why not?
Best plot.
First off, weird question. I actually haven't seen Sam's movie, so this precludes
you from stick to yours
debating.
For
okay. Yeah. What's not to love about the plot? It's based on a very, very famous comic about the same storyline. You basically see a completely different side to very beloved characters in Patrick Stewart's Professor Xavier, but more to the point, Logan, who is played by, of course, the legendary Hugh Jackman. And you go through basically their fight for survival in a future where mutants do not exist. They don't have the safe haven of living at the Charles Xavier. Oh, I'm going to fucking wreck you.
Don't interrupt. Let him finish. He's got 10 seconds.
And basically it's Logan learning to love for the first time in his life a non-romantic way because he meets his daughter, who it turns out to be revealed. And
excellent. All right, cool. Sam.
I believe that American Made has definitely got the best plot. For one simple reason, of these three movies, it is the only movie based on a true story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And why does it make it a best plot?
Best plot because their movies are drawn up pieces of shit imagined by some mouth breather in a beret in a garage somewhere who definitely jokes off way
all
too
right.
much.
Anna.
Okay, mine's the best plot because actually it's about hope, love. It will make you laugh. It'll make you cry. And it's a really strong female cast. That's not the question you asked me, of course. Mm-hmm. But it's the best plot because I think out of each of the films here, it's the most sensitively real written script. Get right. the question you asked.
So everyone's made their points. Take each other down.
Okay. First of all, Anna hasn't seen either of our movies, and I'm quite sure she hasn't seen her movie either. Second of all, I'm about to read you a Facebook message from the very real Sam Menzies. He sent me on Sunday at 8:50 p.m. I'm watching Logan right now. The hillbillies ask the black guy who Logan is, and Logan responds, "Just the guy telling you to get back on your nice truck and go play Okey Dickhead someplace else."
Wrong.
I laughed hard.
Wrong. That's fake news. Wrong.
Not fake news. Very real.
At
that point, I say, and at that moment, Sam knew he would lose film feuds to Anth. And he says, "Mate, the fact I get to compete with you is a victory for me."
Fake news, it's wrong.
And more to the point, 3 billboards in front of Ebbing, Missouri came out in 2018 in this country.
It doesn't matter.
I would also like to point out
on this witch hunt that Anna was successful in picking a movie where all the actors are basically nobodies.
We'll get to that in a second, but we're going to stick to best plots. That's the question.
Don't worry about that. I can sum up Logan in 2 words. Daddy! Death. That is the film.
Isn't that your life in 2 words?
Yeah.
Alright, I see that. This is what happens when you get actual friends on the show. They will end up hating each other by the end.
Who's friends?
We're not friends right now.
Oh, I'm not saying with me.
Neither were we.
Sorry?
I'm talking about ourselves.
Alright, you know what? I'm going to rule one out. Sam? Alright, you do make a good argument, and I think no one is talking about your plot. So, let's go to the other two. All right,
is this like golf where you want the lowest possible score?
Yes. So, if I had to ask you which one you're leaning towards, Logan or 3 Billboards,
I'm a known sexist, so I'm siding with Anthony.
Okay.
If it's between us, let me tell you one thing. Logan has a very conclusive ending. At the end of the movie, Wolverine dies, and that's pretty much it. Spoiler alert. At the end of 3 Billboards in front of Ebbing, Missouri, they head towards, like, they're going to go and kill the guy who may or may not have raped the daughter, and then that's it.
No, the whole point is I
understand the point.
3 Billboards did give me movie blue balls.
I really, really enjoyed it.
So, are you trying to say
but we're talking about the best plot here,
And Logan wins the first point. Next question. We're starting with Anna. Best director.
Okay, so I'm actually also going to bring in some back catalogue here.
Go on.
Okay.
And talk into the mic.
I am talking into the mic. Hi, everyone. Yeah, everyone can hear. So I think In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths are two of the greatest
on the master
films written. And Three Billboards just surpasses that. He basically woke up, wrote it, and went, oh my God, this is a piece of art. And he is incredible. He incorporates humour. He incorporates so much of the human condition into his films. He's just incredible. And the cinema, like, it was just beautifully done with the first shots of those broken down billboards to the end scene where they're driving off to potentially kill a man that has done nothing wrong per se to them.
Sam.
American Made, it was directed by Doug Liman. He directed Entourage the series, Entourage the movie, Edge of Tomorrow, Bourne movies, fuck enough said, Silence Brown Man.
And the first elimination of the whole thing.
That's another good way to curry favor with the Brown Man.
Hey!
Yeah.
And the second elimination.
Yay, point!
Even though I absolutely love Edge of Tomorrow,
Entourage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but first, make your point before you take your
turn. My point is, I'm conceding to Anna because In Bruges is my favorite movie.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right, so you're conceding. You're out of this one. It's Canada's American Made.
A point.
Well, only the second question you need. And, all right, so American Made, which one are you leaning towards? Three Billboards or American Made? Anything?
Oh, I just conceded.
Oh, you did. So you guys, take each other down. Go.
Three Billboards was directed by Martin McDonagh, who's British, so he's definitely a fuckwit. Okay.
What movie did you pick? What's the name of your movie again? American Made.
It's glorious. It's Uncle Sam through. Martin McDonagh, the director of Three Billboards, directed a movie where the main actor won an Oscar, and that Oscar winner was the CIA agent from my best movie of 2017, American Made.
Did he win an Oscar for that?
He did win an Oscar for American Made, but he is an Oscar winner. His name is Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall, and he's English.
Domhnall. He's also a fuckwit, but an Oscar-winning fuckwit.
He's Irish, actually.
Movie.
I believe.
Ooh.
No, he is. He's Irish.
Are you guys going to argue about the UK?
Yeah. Six point. We're kind of taking down quickly.
Quite frankly, for a man that has an American accent, we all know you're Australian, mate. So, sorry, that's all I have. That's not an intellectual argument.
I will Harvey Weinstein you.
Is that
so what, you're a career?
You have to be in a position of power.
Yeah, true. All right, so, based on the arguments, I think I'm going to have to give it to Anna.
Hey!
Three Billboards as well.
That's called progressive voting. We need to keep things nice and even gender-wise.
So, did you want to do that brown comment again?
Skinhead.
Next question. And we start with Sam now.
Ooh.
Best supporting actor.
Best supporting actor. American Made, Domhnall Gleeson. He's a CIA operative. He started effectively the wildest true story in the history of the United States. Again, my movie is based on a true story. This shit happened.
Three words for you, my friend. Sir Patrick Stewart. Are you fucking kidding me? He gives the most stirring performance as Professor Xavier that he has ever given as the, like to give you an idea of the character he has to play, he was the most powerful mutant on Earth. He had the power to change somebody across the universe's mind with his mind. That's the character that he played in every other X-Men movie. But in this X-Men movie, he plays the same character, but old and disheveled and broken down and afraid to use his powers because of him, every other mutant died.
Yes, yeah, no, they did.
When?
Yeah.
You just got cut.
Cut, because he
knows
right.
I do actually want to mention a little bit of a fact before I start my rant. There's an actor in my film which also...
Well, into the mic.
There's an actor...
She can't be on IMDb.
Yes, I can. There's Caleb Landry-Jones. He's in your film, right?
Yes, but he's a disgraced character, I believe, yes.
Okay. But I also want to mention that Get Out was my other choice for doing this. Mm-hmm. And he appears in, like... So he appears in Three Billboards.
A bonus point to Anna for relevance.
Thanks. I'm just putting... I'm just putting
sarcastic.
You're saying that
at least Get Out was in 2017,
though. That's not who my actor is. Woody Harrelson, one of the best monologues possibly ever written. I literally cried myself to pieces. It was... He's just incredible.
You cried when your tag got stuck on the couch.
Put each other down!
Three words for you, my friend. Sir British Fuckwit. Black Mutant does not have a powerful enough power.
You said Sir British Fuckwit. Your guy's British as well. My guy is United.
Tom Cruise is not British.
Tom Cruise is the supporting actor. Domhnall Gleeson is the supporting actor.
He's Irish through and through, just like the world fucking middleweight champion, guy who's MMA.
He's not the champion, he's not best supporting actor or anything. Anna spent time talking about an actor who wasn't her pick, and Get Out, which wasn't her movie. How can you give this round to anybody but me, Sir Patrick fucking Stewart?
He's got a point! He's got the point. Alright, so back to Anthony. Next question.
Yes.
Best poster.
You can ask this one again. I didn't fucking know what the poster looks like.
Would you like me to IMDb that for you?
Yeah, actually, I've been IMDb the whole time. Like, these two know about their own posters.
Oh, yeah. He does.
I actually do know about
them. Go on,
okay, so my poster, for the first time in movie history.
Does it have the three billboards on it?
One of them does, but the poster I'd like to mention actually just has Mildred on it. And it's the first film poster, perhaps of all time, where a woman is depicted without just her breasts, her legs, her ass, her vagina on.
They're only good qualities.
So that's why I think it's the best film poster.
Sam?
It was... The American-made poster was Tom Cruise walking with a bag of cash blowing in the wind like a fucking boss, and the quote written on the top, "It's not a felony if you're doing it for the good guys."
The
Logan poster was a sunset with him walking along.
Him walking along with. I don't need help. I'm the one sitting on IMDb the whole time.
Sorry, what was that acronym again?
IMDb.
I don't give a fuck.
You got the I part right.
I did get the I part right. It's Logan walking along in the sunset, basically exactly the same as Sam's movie's poster.
With the claws
and also holding hands with his daughter, which is the central relationship of the movie.
There you go.
It's also probably not the best poster.
Looks like an Instagram single mother slut's profile picture. Three billboards looks like a retarded monkey found Photoshop and started throwing shit at it.
You know what? Like, nothing you're saying is accurate, but your movie poster is the best movie poster.
It is ridiculously amazing.
Seriously, exactly what the movie is about is that it's epic. It's Tom Cruise in his element, like he hasn't been for a long time. He's making shit movies.
He's American made with American cash.
But he's Scientology.
The three billboards.
Unfortunately, you can't bring that into it because it has nothing to do with the poster.
Correct. It's just three billboards poster is too much. It's got too many things happening in it.
It's a picture of a woman.
For a movie that is involved, it should be more understated. It should have more subtext.
It's more visually overstimulating than Anna's headboard.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
Oh. American Way gets a point. All right, he's on the board.
I haven't seen her headboard yet. Woman.
It's very nice. Start with.
You know that other microphone is active, right? And it can pick up what you say.
I'll be there in a
sec. Fair enough. Okay. So. Next question, and we start with Anna. Yes, hope please. What's it going to go with Anna?
Yeah.
Best moment.
Oh, fuck. So the best moment for me in this film is when he is reading the note to his wife, and my favourite moment was... where he says right at the end, "Dwell on this day because it's the best day of my life," and it just shattered me. And it's a brilliant bit of the movie, and she's it's just a beautiful scene. He lets out his horses, and it's just
gorgeous. He doesn't
breathe.
Sam,
In American Made.
Sam,
shut up, Anna. Silence yourself. Men are talking. Tom Cruise had to land a plane. He had to land a plane in a suburban street. The plane was full of Escobar's cocaine, and it was in order to escape from the DEA. It was intense. It was exhilarating. He got blasted up with coke. It was fucking glorious.
It's too easy for me. The whole movie is building to the end where Logan makes the ultimate sacrifice. He takes the super juice. Goes super Logan mode, and goes back to being Weapon X like he was in previous films, goes ham, kills all the fucking soldiers, and saves the next generation of mutants who all get away because of his sacrifice.
Take each other down!
Your movies were completely irrelevant, their scenes are too shitty, for very important reasons. Three Billboards budget was only $12 million, which was a piss on what a Tom Cruise got even paid for my movie. The Logan budget was over $100 million, making it just a big throwaway and a joke, and you're all buying it because it sucks. American made, okay. In the media.
There's no actual arguments there. That's enough. I'll go last. No worries.
Is this a witch hunt on Anthony, Anna? Come on.
Quite frankly, because American Made, I know more about his film than your film. That's all of it. love you. Right, so basically what you just said summarised what I said earlier. Daddy, death.
Correct.
That's all this film is about.
Compelling, will never lose relevance. Daddy Death saves the next generation of mutants, atoning for his previous crimes. You, on the other hand, said, I like it when he reads the letter to his wife. He doesn't read the letter to his wife. She reads the letter in his voice because he's already killed himself. Did you even watch the movie?
I'm going to make a decision. Unfortunately, I'm going to rule out one. Logan. Let me hear me out. I feel like I've seen him go fucking Wolverine in every fucking movie.
He didn't do it at all
in this movie, that's the point.
He doesn't like to do it, he battles with his own demons to not do it,
and he does it in the end for the noblest of reasons and caps off the Wolverine.
It does, but if you said the actual funeral part, I mean, way better, much more iconic. So unfortunately,
it's all part of the same scene.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Take the bronze medal, yeah. Log. God.
Yeah. Jeez. I was going to give you.
Okay, great. Right. Yeah.
Now we're down to plane landing in suburbia.
Glorious.
And Suicide Note.
Wake Me Up, which is done.
Which one?
Come on.
Fight. Starfire.
I'll go first, sweetheart.
How can you not like
seeing the plane landing? Exhilarating addition to a movie which is actually the pinnacle of when he changes from being the protagonist to the antagonist. It's the upswing of the film, it's glorious, it's necessary, and yours is shit. Your movie is about a girl being raped while dying, and I think that experience would be better than watching your film.
On that note, I'm giving the points to Three Billboards.
Yay!
You ruined yourself in that one, Sam.
Too far. Sam is doing the same words and getting angry about nothing. There's no argument.
Have you even seen it?
Yeah, I loved it.
He messaged me during it. I know.
That scene was amazing. I was watching it on the train and I was like, this is fucking... Oh, I'm going to stop for a second.
In my brain for the first two rounds, I thought Sam's movie was Baby Driver.
Oh,
right. I thought my movie was about an actual American maid, and they didn't exist. They're all Mexican.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. Maid is in Consuela.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Here we start with Sam. I'm going to change this one. It's going to be best line.
Ooh, could you repeat the question?
Best line.
In American Maid, Barry Seal, Tom Cruise's character, said, I'm the gringo who always delivers.
Ooh.
I'm just going to read Sam's quote again because he captured this quote perfectly. I'm watching Logan right now. The hillbillies ask the black guy who Logan is, and Logan responds, just the guy telling you to get back in your nice truck and go play Okey Dickhead someplace else. And Sam laughed hard.
Check
IMDb.
No, because I need to clarify some rules. Am I allowed to say what's on the billboards? Because that's the most important thing in that film.
That's so, when she yells at the reporter saying, you fucking retard, it wasn't fucking over.
What?
Do you two need a minute?
No, because for me, Ray Toss dying and still no arrests, how come Chief Willoughby, is the most important and critical line in the film. And actually, we can have a whole argument about how the red with the black letters is being actually quite...
How many times did you say
it? It's almost a menstrual representation, isn't it?
Oof. Actually, yes, it is.
So there's a lot of. I'm going to take this with a lot of explicit content this episode. And everything that Sam Mendes, the serial killer, says, does not represent Film Feuds or CJKaiser or AMCG.com.
And I can
My doctor makes me wear a bell around my neck.
As the female representative. representative here, I can assure you that Seija does not, definitely does not represent.
By the way, the best scene for the record in Three Billboards is when she goes to the school and kicks that kid in the nuts.
Oh, yeah,
that's
all really
nice.
She
kicks the cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I've always seen the best line.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, take each other down.
Oh, I think we just did, didn't we?
Yours isn't even a line. Yours is a text.
Yeah, but it's the critical text of the whole
thing. Ironically, in
there
Anna's
so
movie,
many lines that Frances McDormand drops.
Movie,
yeah.
In Anna's movie, those three lines that were displayed were literally taken down.
Ooh.
Ba-bam.
They were burnt down.
Yeah, I literally don't remember what Sam's line was either, and he missed
something about Ringo gets the job done.
That's great. That, not, like sticking with the theme of using expletives and
racism.
It was the only borderline
that's
racist
fine,
thing in
but
the movie.
But the man himself sent me a message 4 days ago saying the line in my movie made him laugh hard, and he gave me the quote.
Fake news.
Quick question. Did you watch American Made?
No.
So then you can't comment on that.
Why?
Because if you watch
Anna
it...
Anna hasn't
seen
her movie.
I know, that's true.
Don't turn on me!
I'm going to turn on anyone I want. It's my fucking podcast. But I don't think I can't take that into consideration because he actually took the time to see your movie to give you a quote, and I think there's a much better quote in your movie than you need to
praise.
Yeah, there is a much better quote in my movie, but I thought that would be a better argument.
But it wasn't, so you're out!
I was busy on the weekend doing wrestling podcasts.
Why would you do that? Coming soon, the Cow Podcast, Comedians on Wrestling, with Anthony Cochran and Sidney Kaiser.
Does your line sum up your entire movie? No.
Your line got taken down, bitch!
It got burnt down! Get it right!
Own your loss. Own your loss. Bow your head like a good samurai and fall on your sword.
No.
Did Tom Cruise do that? Wasn't he the last one?
That was a full film.
Hang on. If you're going to disqualify me for not having seen his movie, I may as well just leave now.
No, just for this argument. Just for because what you were basing your argument on is what he said about your movie.
He said my movie's better than his movie.
We'll see.
What's Sentiment's friend?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to give a point to you, Sam. Make an equal three-way. And we go to the final question.
I'm not sure enjoy the, bickering.
I've been avoiding it for 3 weeks since I met these two.
I know. It's all about friends here, because this show is only called...
We're not friends.
Don't you, it's fucking find out, cunts, last question!
Right.
Best movie to describe 2017. Best movie to describe 2017.
Do you know what? I listened to last week. This is a really shitty question.
I know.
Right. And do you know what? Sam's got a fucking answer.
Sam's writing
something
down. He is.
Yeah, I'm just making some notes because I'm kind of half a reader. I don't remember shit.
I think you should go first. I think it's his turn to go first.
I know, everyone's going first. At least once. It's the seventh question. Anyone can jump in this one.
Okay.
I have a backup question if needed
to. The best movie to describe 2017 was definitely American Made. I mean, it was based in the 80s, but set the setting for the future. I really think it established us as a nation, us being we Americans, as a nation that doesn't tolerate
none of us
drug
are
feuds.
Americans.
Thank you,
none of us are Americans.
No, but
I'm a little American.
No, you're not.
I went to school there for a semester.
Do you have a passport?
I misplaced it.
I feel like the Gringos you've been discussing.
It was a gracious film that repeats its necessity. It was released in 2017, based in the past. It's not a true story. It is the most relatable in reality for all of us to enjoy. Logan's based in the future. Hers is based somewhere in bullshit bumfuck America.
He doesn't mean it.
Sam's made his point. Anthony or Ian?
Okay. 2017 was the year that we ushered in Donald Trump.
Big wine, I can tell.
I wasn't finished.
Right.
2017 was the year that ushered in Donald Trump and his Muslim ban and his oppressive rhetoric that he would spit in every single speech that he would make. So we learned that the future that we're heading for, particularly in America, where I might add the Marvel Universe is mostly based, and then we have a movie like Logan that is set in a dystopian future where mutants and minority are hunted and persecuted for being different.
Oh, and there is a scene where the drives through a wall.
Go on, butt fuck nothing, and movie set in the 1980s.
Do you know what? One thing I would say about Three Billboards, because I don't actually think I've done film justice this evening. But definitely.
I would agree.
Thanks, Paul.
Everyone. Thank you, single audience members.
Yeah, I was going to say, our audience members...
This is our 1,000th audience member.
Just
walked out of this one.
It's the realest... It represents real people very well, and it represents real life very well.
So how are you relating?
Let her finish.
She's a real people.
She
hasn't
girl.
Finished in a long time, so let her finish now.
Do you know what? I'm getting bad hands.
That was for my tech guy. Give it up for our tech guy, Andy Skinner, aka Chills.
I'm actually going to...
You can hear him on his own podcast, which I won't mention. Anyway, go
on. I'm willing to concede to this, because that argument was fucking good.
Andy is bringing it in because you can't see on a podcast.
Sorry, I am pointing at Anthony. And yes, I concede. However, I did not concede to Sam.
All right, so we've got Anna's out. It is down to American Made and Logan.
It's very simple. Logan is created in a fantasy world that's not relatable, not understandable. No one has super fingernails, okay? There's no fake daughter with back heel blades. It's all a bunch of nonsense and bullshit. She's basically an ice skater. Nobody really gives a shit. And Trump is making America great again, arguably. Also, Tom Cruise
Wolverine,
is a Scientologist.
Wolverine,
I think we bring that back up again.
Wolverine doesn't have magic fingernails either. He's got claws that come out of his knuckles. It's completely different.
How the hell does he masturbate?
Well, with his adamantium dick.
He's a huge
jackman. I honestly don't need to argue this. His movie's in the 1980s. It can't possibly have anything to do with 2017. The future, on the other hand, which is where we're fucking heading, can.
No, history repeats itself. It was a set-up arrangement. It's all set in reality. It's all based on a true story.
History does repeat itself. Tom Cruise makes crappy action reviews.
Tom Cruise is the highest earner in Hollywood. And he got paid $5 million more than the entire budget of Anna's film. He's goddamn glorious, and he's a Thetan level 8.
But can I just point
very,
out,
very
you keep mentioning money, Menzies, and can I point out that for a very small budget, it's pretty well critically acclaimed. Yours has got money in
yours
it. No one's mentioned it ever.
Joke budget.
You're also having a go at Anna, who's already tapped out of the show.
Yeah, I
just like to kick her, I'm sorry.
It's like a flame
that's
of
a
fish
fetish.
On the boat.
I think that the Trump analogy is a huge sidestep with absolutely no prerogative, no interest,
yeah,
no
relatability. Right. Trump wasn't relevant.
He is a punchline in and of his own, and I think that Logan sounds like something you do in the toilet if you have a list.
In 2017.
Point goes to Logan! Logan wins! Yay! We're up for it to the car shows. First win.
Good game, sir.
All right, so...
I'd like to take two goes. I'd like to say that Sam and I, as newbies, like, did bloody well.
Yes, you did. You put passion into the podcast.
Do not
put
me
with
you.
Which
is something that doesn't...
Is it that, or is it that I just stick around and hang around with my friends after Magic Mike and get invited to these things? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
No, it wasn't that. All right, so...
It could be both.
And now... Final game. And this is where you can get an extra point in.
But I won.
Yep, different game. Yeah. Siege Cards movie game.
Right.
You get to pick an actor or an actress.
Sorry, I like this card.
Yeah.
Do you know
and we go around the table. We go around the table, then we move that person's been in.
All right.
Rules are.
Can we take bets?
You can take bets if you want.
Because I bet on Seizure. The odds aren't great,
yeah,
but I'm making 10 cents to do
it. The game is only called the Seizure Cards movie game for a reason.
How many times have you lost?
Six.
How many podcasts have you done?
Quite a few.
Six
yeah.
years,
yes.
So,
I've been playing this game since 2010 when I invented it.
Okay,
alright,
so.
You
so
I've won five times.
Yes. Alright, rules are you cannot name a movie that hasn't come out yet. It can, if it came in America, it's fine.
And it has to be an actor in your movie?
No,
any actor you want.
Any actor.
Yeah, any.
Of your choice.
Of your choice.
Just,
second rule, you cannot name any cameos that aren't credited. You cannot name any TV shows.
Oh, wait, we're all doing the same actor.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And to get the point, when everyone's out, you still have to name one more to actually win.
Okay.
So, who are you picking, Anthony?
I get to pick.
You pick, because
yeah,
you want to win.
Okay. I can pick any actor.
Any actor.
In the world.
And
in the world.
Have
alive or dead.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, I can name. Sorry, what?
Okay, and I get to say the first movie?
Yes.
Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau.
Yep.
Interesting.
And my pick is The Room.
Really? Okay, well, I'm going to pick The Disaster Artist.
Does he actually appear in that?
Yes, movie? Right at the end after the credits.
Okay.
I like ponies and
pink things. Oh, he was in that.
I like the sequel to I Like Ponies and Pink Things.
You motherfucker, pick a better actor.
Yeah, that's only got three.
There is no better actor.
Mm.
He's not even an actor. He's a realist.
Oh yeah, he's a realist.
Now
we can go to TV shows. Because once we add a movie.
Okay, fine. The 2018 Golden Globes.
Nah, it doesn't count. Not credited.
What do you mean he's not credited? He came on stage. He was in the show.
Not credited.
How did he get credited in the Golden Globes?
Presenters credited.
So hang on, presenters get credited.
Yeah, he was brought on by James Franco.
James Franco, who won, is not credited. He's not a presenter.
Yeah, exactly. He's not a presenter.
So he doesn't count.
He's a winner of the Golden Globes. He doesn't count. If he presents
the Globes. So you're telling me James Franco wasn't in the Golden Globes?
No, was in, but doesn't count. That's part of the rules.
Okay, well then.
Pick a better actor, motherfucker!
No, I want to fuck all of you. And go home.
Oh, you're not going home until you pick a better actor. Andy Skinner, can you please go on IMDb and be judged for this?
And if he's not in, if he's not credited as being in The Disaster Artist, I'm just going to take my crown and walk out.
All right. He would be credited. Tommy Wiseau. TommyWiseau. You motherfucker.
Yeah, he's done well.
Yeah.
Is all that right, so he's known for 4 movies.
Ah.
Don't name them.
Of course not. He's actually got 15 credits.
Yeah, but move acting.
No, actor credits. 15 credits.
Yeah, but what are TV shows and what are movies?
One of them's in post.
Ah, it doesn't count. And that's Best Friends. I know that one.
Yep. One of them has been completed but not released.
Doesn't count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shorts? Do shorts count?
Shorts do not count.
All right, so...
Not feature films.
1, 2...
I mean, then TV shows shouldn't count, though.
TV shows count after we all agree that there's no more movies.
Yeah,
I reckon we pick an actor between us and go head-to-head with
five.
Different ones.
So?
Five.
Is one of them The Disaster Artist?
As an actor.
Is one of them The Disaster Artist? As an actor?
Yes.
Fuck. Bam, son.
Thought I had you.
No, you didn't.
All right, so now.
As friends of metal.
Well done. Well done.
Do you want to pick another actor?
Yeah.
Alright, go.
No, you pick. I'll pick that one.
No.
But these
two are out.
No, they're back. Oh,
no.
The pony movie happened. Well, where have you been?
Yeah.
he fucked it. Fair enough. But pick an actual actor.
Fine.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel and man.
Oh.
Start her off.
Training Day.
The Equalizer.
Shut up. No, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you got 5 seconds. That was the other one.
Oh, let's I'm so on. Bad at this game.
Describe
it. Oh, no, he was in Much Too Mouthy.
Yes, he was.
Right.
Man on Fire.
American Gangster.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Book of Eli. Training Day's been 7.
He said Training Day.
Yeah, if you're going to help me.
I'm having like deja vu.
Fences. Was that what that was called?
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
Okay,
yes! Fences is fine.
We are the Titans.
Oh!
It's Remember the Titans.
I beg your pardon, thank you very much. Am I still?
Yeah,
thanks for taking my one deja vu, Skinner.
Ah, nice one. I'm gonna go with. What's that movie called? Oh shit, I'm blanking. Oh no! No, what are you doing? Can't help out.
I was helping you, you idiot!
No, you weren't even putting your hand up. First of all, I saw that. Exactly, the movie is Sherlock Holmes and the train. Unstoppable.
He's in Unstoppable.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is where we lose out.
I'm just double checking. Over
5, 4, 3.
Something about stomping.
2, 1.
Stomp
your way out of this
match. It's stomping.
What?
That's it. Sam.
Oh, 1, 2, 3.
Damn it!
Oh, nice one.
Oh, fuck. What was the other one I had? No. Manchurian Candidate.
All right, safe house. Sam.
Space Jam.
What?
No.
No.
Not Space Jam.
Come on.
This motherfucker.
Is that racist?
He's got, you're up.
He has 56 acting credits.
Yeah.
56.
56.
Is that it?
No, you keep going. It's me and you now.
The woman in blue.
The Hurricane.
Fuck! It's my favorite movie! No! No! I refuse to lose! What's the one with Mark Wahlberg? No!
It sounds like you're almost out of time.
Fuck you, son of a bitch.
Malcolm X.
Wait.
The first Oscar they won was not Platoon, Glory.
That's what I was gonna do. Shit.
Can we have silence, please?
Shut up.
During the focus?
Shut up! You can't, I'm not gonna use that one now. Fuck you, Anthony. I can't win on cheating.
You can win the glory.
He just said glory.
Alright, now I've got a heart condition.
Fucking hell. Oh, I know, Q.
Fuck!
Right, yeah.
It's called John Q.
John Q.
My man.
Where is it, that one?
I did take longer than 5, technically, so I'm going to give Anthony much longer. You can have 30 seconds of this one.
This is like...
I'm not gonna give you a hint.
Don't shut up! Shut up!
No, don't. Don't do about nothing.
He's
so
got
more
than 5 films that have the word fire in it, which is alarming.
We said Man on Fire.
No, he's got 4 of them. I didn't know that.
Alright, I think I'm gonna have to. I think I'm gonna have to concede.
Who's the underdog?
But, granted, I went first, so you get to come with another one.
Yeah, I know, I have to get one more. So I'm gonna give you another 10 seconds since the show's staying here.
Please go.
Be courage the cowardly walk.
Come on, fire.
Stop.
Fire.
Stop, there is no fire. Stop.
He got
game!
Oh! God damn it!
You need another one,
Anthony.
Right.
Yeah, I know, still
my turn. I didn't need another one, I went first.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Fire's a good one. That's a very good one.
1998.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh
man.
Oh, Inside Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. Oh, this game's really good.
Who would have thought being a fat loser staying at home eating junk food would pay off?
First of all,
no one's getting paid.
I don't eat that much
junk food. Who are you talking about?
Second of all, no one's getting paid or off.
Yeah, okay. Oh! My favourite movie. Okay, go on.
You're going to need 2, huh?
No, I'm going to need just 1 to stay in it.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
I don't
think
it
was in Toy Story, bro.
Yeah, it was in Toy Story.
No.
But he's clinging to survival, this dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anthony, yeah, can you keep time? 20 seconds?
No, but I can give you about a minute.
Your favourite movie?
No, that's a fucking clue, you cunt.
No, I'm not.
No.
Forget about it.
No,
I'm really. If he doesn't have another movie, which he does, which is his favourite movie.
He could just be sucking you out.
No, he's not.
Oh.
No, this face?
No, he's. Yeah, no.
Do TV movies count?
TV movies do not count.
No. No. I can't believe it.
Should we take an intermission break?
I can't believe I lost this.
5, 4, 3.
Denzel Washington is a fantastic actor,
1.
And he wasn't in your piece of shit Logan movie.
Fallen!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, it counts.
Which one's Fallen? I don't know. Fallen.
So it's the one where this guy, a serial killer, goes into other bodies and he's got to track the serial killer. He has like superpowers.
So I noticed that this starts off in
the
alphabetical.
The Bone Collector.
Bone Collector! Oh! It's about already won. See if you guys win the game. No points. Bam! Wow. If you guys think you're better than me at this game, please come down to the live show and be part of this.
I read a tweet. You could have had The Great Debaters.
The Great Debaters. Never seen it. What else?
Either have I. As I said, TV movies, they don't count. They do count. Mother Goose. A Rappin' and Rhymin' Special.
No.
Mother
no.
Goose.
Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever After. Isn't that?
Fairy Tales for Every Child. Yeah, here's Humpty Dumpty, The Crooked Man, King Omar.
There's at least 2 studio movies that are.
What's the other movies with the word fire in it?
So there's only 2, but...
Okay.
Where's the other one there? It was an old school one that he did. So there's Flesh and Blood.
Are you using the iPad that you bought whilst drunk?
Yeah.
Does your shirt say, fuck you, baby?
I was keeping Much Ado About Nothing on my back.
Yeah.
It's my favourite Shakespeare
poem.
The
other one, Courage Under the Fire.
Courage Under the Fire!
Which is what I was...
Wait. Is Crimson Tide one of them as well?
Yeah, that's just before that. He played Hunter, which I don't know if it's an actor's character's name or mm-hmm. just the role. He just played the Hunter, because before that, like I said, he was like Humpty Dumpty.
And that's been Tuxies, everyone! Yay! So like I said, you want to play this game? I'll give you a freaking prize if you can beat me at the Seizure Cards of Movie Game.
We should.
Thank you for my guest. We'll give it up for Anna. Yeah, you can follow her on nothing. Give it up for Sam.
The real Sam Menzies.
Yeah, and the real Sam Menzies on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
About
the plug shows, yes? Do you have a plug show?
I'm about to start a podcast called How Not to Lose It.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Check it out on the ID Network.
I'm already very good at that so far. I would like to plug my podcast, The Downside Podcast, with Sam Menzies. Comes out every Wednesday and Thursday. Like, subscribe. And an upcoming guest is Seizure Kaiser. Past guests include Anthony Locascio and Anna Davis. I'm really sorry about
that. Wait,
who are those? We recorded out today!
Who was our last two people?
Forgettable. Very forgettable.
Anthony.
Yeah, I won.
Yes. Into the plug.
No, nothing.
Cow?
They already plugged Cow.
Yeah,
Cow is coming.
Yes.
Cow is coming. Cow is coming.
Comedians on wrestling!
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah!
Power slam.
What?
For two good looking men, why the fuck do you watch wrestling? I don't get it.
Hang on a sec. Reverse that. Why the fuck did you just call them two good looking men?
I know. Because I was about to, like, something like...
Well, I'm brown. If she says anything otherwise, it's racist.
I was more, like, offended by the men part.
Oh, hey. Fuck you. And you can find Jill's... He just literally moved out of the room. That's why you're going to come to the live shows. Wednesday night, next week is part 3 of Best Movie 2017. The winner of that one will get to verse Baby Driver and Logan in the finals.
Wait, so I've moved on to the next round?
You've moved on to the next round.
Was that last night?
So I have to book it next
week. No, Money Morgan.
Where do I get my parking validated?
Anyway, so you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and all that at I Am Seizure. Otherwise, follow Film Food Podcast at Film Feud Podcast on Twitter or on Facebook at Film Feuds. If you have any questions, please submit them through. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. If you're on Podomatic, like us, follow us. If you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. It costs you nothing to do that. If you're on Patreon, follow us at patreon.com/filmfeuds. Donate $1. You'll get a special shout out on the episode. That's been it. That's Best Movie of 2017, Part 2. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, man. Have a
good one. This is very fun.
It is fun, isn't it? Very, very fun.
That was much better than last week's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Last week's episode was so boring.
It was on.
Lizzie Hu was bringing
it. Awesome.
There was Money Morgan and...
You fucking killer.
I'm a court.